Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everybody, Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennen on What's on Your Mind. I want to thank Sarah Audie Coleman for coming in talking about tourism in the state of North Dakota. A lot of great things, as you heard today, and stuff you wouldn't even think of. And the one thing we forgot to mention, of course, if you want to learn more, you can go to ndtourism.com and find out all the great stuff going on in the state of North Dakota, whether it be events or indoor activities, outdoor activities. There's information on all of that. All you have to do is go to ndtourism.com, and you'll learn all about the great things to do here in the great state of North Dakota, even in the winter. I always laugh when people say, oh, there's nothing to do in the winter. That is not true. And you'll find that out when you go to ndtourism.com. Anyway, appreciate Sarah coming on the show, and always interesting to talk to her about what's going on in the state of North Dakota in that regard. Back to the topic we started, though, the show with, and that is this new U.S. Senate torture report that came out of one of the Senate committees. Of course, before the Republicans take over, the Democrats are trying to do a few housekeeping issues, including this. I do have to tell you, I'm a little suspicious of the timing that they would release it on the very day that Jonathan Gruber was scheduled to testify before the House of Representatives on his comments that Obamacare relied on the stupidity of voters to get that done. And so the cynic in me says that is probably an opportunity, and quite frankly, it worked, because if you look at all the papers today, the front page is about the torture report, and there might be a story later on somewhere else about what Gruber was saying in that hearing. But still, back to the top, even we're doing that, because of course the topic of the day is the torture report that came out. As I mentioned before, I believe that this serious level, you know, there are some things that we can do to make people uncomfortable, those kinds of things, but the serious torture that was done is not appropriate. I personally believe that violates the principles on what this country was founded on, the way that we treat others, the respect we have for human life. I think those things violated. Having said that, I also think it was absolutely a mistake to release that information. I think they did it for political purposes, and I think it was an absolute mistake. Not only do we put U.S. lives at risk, we put the lives and the relationships with our allies at risk because of releasing this information. The cynic in me also says that this was done to set the stage so that as soon as the Republicans take over the Senate, we see a surge in terrorism activity as a result of this, of course, on their watch, not on the watch of the Democrats. And so I think we're going to see that play out as well. But it is tragic that we would use such a serious topic as a political weapon when, in fact, we know that there's going to be repercussions from this. Even the most staunch defenders of the report tell you that there is risk in this, that we release this information. So, like I said, I think that's a line we should not cross in this country. I think it violates our principles, but we also shouldn't release it. But I'd like to know what you think. Let's go right to the phones. Mark, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Just want to change the topic for 1 second.
Oh, great. Have at it.
Talking about the upcoming legislative session, I am a resident of District 35 here in Bismarck. The city, well, it used to be city, now it's the Oban Martinson Carls District. And I am looking for a state representative, whether it be a senator or a member of the House, to introduce a bill for me, because Representative Martinson does not introduce any bills, he told me. He says he's too busy. Senator Oban will not introduce the bill for me because, and I'll tell you about that in a minute when I tell you about the bill, and Representative Carls has not gotten back to me on the bill. But the bill that I would like introduced would allow any member of the United States military, whether they be active full-time members of the Air Force, Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marines, and or any member of the North Dakota National Guard who are 18 years or older to be allowed into a bar to purchase a beer or have a cocktail or buy whatever type of alcohol they want. These young men and women go and, you know, they're not drafted. These are people who are volunteering for the military. They're going in harm's way. They are going and losing life, limbs. They are coming back maimed. They are in some of the most precarious situations on the face of the earth. And when they get back, we allow them to vote. We allow them to be considered adults. However, a 20-year-old, 8-month-old person cannot walk into a bar in their hometown of Mercer, North Dakota, Glen Ullin, Rugby, and have a beer. And I think that's disgraceful. If they're old enough to vote and they're old enough to serve their military, put their life in harm's way, they should be allowed to walk in and say, I'm an adult enough to do and work for you to save your freedom. I'm old enough to have an alcoholic beverage. Now, Representative Oban or Senator Oban has said she will not introduce this bill because she has some kind of study that says the brain is not developed until they're 24 or 25 years old, and she doesn't want to see young people having their brain,
I think we get the point. I think we get the point. Now, keep in mind, if you want the names of some additional representatives, you can go to nd.gov, and they'll all be listed there. The other thing is there's information about initiated measures, which, by the way, if you want to bypass the whole process, you can go that route. But, Mark, thanks for your comments, and thanks for your sentiment on that. We've got a lot of callers lined up. Let's go to RG from Valley City next. RG, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. The comments I have are, this is on the torture issue, and I guess my contention is what is considered to be torture, what is considered to be enhanced interrogation techniques. A little bit of my background, I graduated from the Special Warfare Qualification Course at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and part of that was going through the SEER School, which is Survival, Evasion, Resistance, and Escape training. And we went through a 3-week-long, very intensive course on all those subjects. Part of that was also the resistance training laboratory, where we were actually put in a POW compound, and we signed waivers where it was subjected to all the above that they talked about that happened to most of these guys in the Middle East. I was waterboarded, yes. Was it uncomfortable? Wow. Yes. Was it terrifying? Absolutely. But you know what? Didn't kill me. But it actually prepared me for what I could have faced somewhere down the line. That being said, if we did that to extract information that we know, not just got some of the perpetrators 9/11, save lives, stop the West Coast 9/11 in Indonesia and many other plots, including the Brooklyn subway, the Brooklyn bridge plot, and a bunch of others, as well as in London, it was worth every bit of discomfort that those story SOBs went through. I mean, look what they do to our people.
Well, I agree. I mean, I agree that they will do that and far worse to our people. My point is that that doesn't justify our activity. Now, keep in mind, I agree with you on that there are various levels. Enhanced interrogation techniques are one thing. Some of the stuff that you read about in the report crosses the line into what I believe is torture, and that's a line I don't think we want to go. But I appreciate your point of view, and the fact that you've been through that give you some credibility in this, RG.
One more comment, too.
You made
a comment about what America does and doesn't do, and you said that we don't bomb civilians and things of that nature, and absolutely. Collateral damage should be avoided at all costs, but at the same time, in a total war, you have to harken back to the Second World War, we did bomb cities. We did bomb civilians because we needed to actually end the evil that we were facing. And we have not done that since the Second World War. And look at the stalemates we've had in Korea and in Vietnam and in the Middle East.
Yeah, I think the difference, though, is that we didn't target civilian populations, and nor do we now. You know, there's collateral damage. There's collateral damage in what we do now. but it's not our intent. And my point being is that there are some things that we should not do. We should not target civilian non-combatants. We should, you know, those are the lines we shouldn't cross in this, because then we're just like the people that we're trying to, and they target. In fact, they use their own populations to defend themselves, which is tragic. It speaks to their concern for human life, quite frankly.
You have to look at the bombing of Dresden or the fire bombings of Tokyo. We absolutely did target their civilians because we were trying to break the will of the country.
Yeah, except that these are also military, and quite frankly, you can make that argument about the bomb, too, in Japan. Again, there was a military objective in this. It wasn't targeting the civilians. It had a military outcome in mind. A lot of what, you know, look at 9/11. 9/11 was not an act of war. It was an act of terror. It had nothing to do with military combatants or any military strategy. It was purely to start terror. But RG, we've got a hard breakup. We got to run against. Great points.
Hey,
appreciate your service to this country. As always, we have great respect for the folks that serve this country. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, and we'll be back with more and your calls after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota, is calling you home for the holidays. That's right. Holidays can be a little stressful. So Chase on the Lake is offering a variety of packages to ease that stress. New Year's Eve package, spa package, ice fishing packages, a great time at a great resort whenever it fits your schedule. Go to the Chase website. All the packages offer great savings and a variety of activities. Far too many to mention here, so here's what I'd love for you to do. Check out their website, chaseonthelake.com, and click on the packages link. You'll find the New Year's spa package, ice fishing, and so many more. A great time at a great resort whenever it fits your schedule. Chaseonthelake.com is the website. Click on packages. You'll find one perfect for you and your family. And by the way, all packages come with free stress relief. ChaseOnTheLake.com, packages. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Call them at 888-CHASE-06.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Christmas album, but I mean, I know it's a Christmas song, but holy cow, what's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550-701-258-0550 studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with Pat Finken And we're both in for Scott Hennen. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott on assignment in the Big Apple, New York City, the special December Christmas tour package with the North Dakota Farm Bureau and with members from across the region. More at ndfb.org. Brought to you today by BNSF Railway. They're hiring thousands of new employees this year. Over 400 have been hired in North Dakota alone. If you're interested in learning more about a career in the railroad industry, visit bnsf.com/careers. Pat Finken in for Scott Hennen on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you, Todd, and welcome to the show. It's What's on Your Mind. The number here is 800-228-0550. Let's go to one voicemail quick, and then we're going to take a couple of phone calls back to back here. Here's one of the voicemails we got on the torture issue here just a few minutes ago. Chris, you want to roll that?
Hi there. The terror report the Senate just released should have done it. It shouldn't be called that anyways. It should be the Enhanced Interrogation Report. We waterboarded three people. Okay. Wow. Is that torture? I don't think so. You think we would take them apart and dismember them and put them in bags in some horror movie? We didn't do that. They're still alive. Here's the problem. At what point is torture? What are we calling torture? Sleep deprivation? So we're not going to let the little babies, the little lovelies, go to sleep at 9 o'clock like they're used to, or you know, is it incarceration torture, or just what are we going to do? Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's go to the phones right away. John on line three, welcome to the show. John, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I haven't read the report, but apparently you have. So, and you said there's some things across the line. Now, I know from listening in the past that they were talking about waterboarding. They were talking about sleep deprivation. They were talking about making them listen to, Lawrence Welk music, whatever. But, what is it that you've read in that says they've crossed the line? What did they do? I mean, you said that there are things in there that cross the line. What is that?
Well, I think some of the reports coming out is number one, I think waterboarding is wrong, quite frankly. I don't have a problem with sleep deprivation, you know, subjecting them to certain kinds of music, whatever. Polka music might do that to a few folks, by the way. But beyond that, I mean, there are some enhanced interrogation kinds of techniques, but when you put at risk causing the kind of physical damage or even some of the stuff where they string people up for, you know, weeks on end, those kinds of things is inappropriate. So, John, I appreciate it. We're going to go down and take a few of these.
Do you really want Lawrence Welk's legacy to be torture music? Yeah. Come on.
There are some who would think that, along with making me ludicrous and listen to polka music. Jared, let's go to Grafton, North Dakota. Jared, welcome to the show. What's your comment?
I just wanted to quote the Democrats who say, at this point, what does it matter? We have a new president that says that it's not going to happen again. At this point, what does it matter? Why even bring it out? What is the point of bringing any of this out when it does not matter at all anymore?
And I have to tell you, I agree with you wholeheartedly. That's my biggest concern here is that, number one, I don't think we should be doing some of that level of torture. But beyond that, I mean, this is purely politics. And they're playing politics at the risk of inviting death and aggression to the U.S. and our allies. In fact, Poland is upset because they allowed one of these camps on their soil, and now they're going to be targeted. It's really ridiculous that we release this information and put people at risk and our relationships at risk. Jared, thanks for the call. Let's go to line two. Did you have a comment for the listeners? Elaine, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. I didn't hear that you had answered mine. My concern is that you as a radio host should be a little more of just a moderator listening to the different opinions, rather than spending so much time in inserting your own very strong opinions. I'd like to hear you hear the people and what they have to say and not be so strong on giving your own. That's my only comment.
I appreciate that, Elaine. I am, of course, a guest host here. This is the Rookie Squad, and I appreciate your comments. Did you have a thought that you wanted to share on the issue?
Not necessarily, except I do feel like a lot of lives have been saved through some of the things, the practices that have been done. And I get really concerned about so much information being given out to the public when I think there are things that shouldn't be told. I just think there is a lot of stuff that has to happen, and we shouldn't be informed about so many things. Some things should just be done.
Thank you, Elaine. Appreciate your comments. Let's go to Fred on line three. Fred, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Fred. What's your comment?
I just want to, you know, if we're going to discuss about torture and crossing the line, pretty much any time I have to listen to Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, or President Obama speak, to me, is torture.
There we can add that to lutefisk and polka music, I guess. But I agree. There's some torture in that as well.
I can handle the polka. My dad kind of raised us on pretty much all kinds of polka and stuff. But the lutefisk, I can't say. I've never had it.
Well, I agree. And, you know, it's odd for me to be in agreement with some folks. In fact, John McCain is somebody who agrees with my point of view, is that this is inappropriate activity at the level we're talking about. Not all activity involved in the report is inappropriate, but those extreme cases definitely crosses the line. Fred, thanks for your comments. Let's go to Irv on line one. Irv, welcome to the show. Did you have a comment?
Yes, I do. I think the release of the torture was wrong. Should have been kept secret. You know, torture was really terrible in our wars. Just read the book Unbroken by Little Brand, and read the book Prairie Boys at War by M.M. Helm, and you want to see what torture is all about. You just read those two books, how our troops suffered under their torture. And yet, we don't make a big stink about that at all, but we sure make a big stink about us doing some torture. That's all I've got to say. Thank you.
Well, Irv, thank you very much for your comments. And a point well made. I mean, we are nowhere near what the Nazis did to what the folks in this terrorism battle have done to our troops. I agree wholeheartedly with you, Irv, that we are not in the same zip code as these folks, and there have been atrocities committed. That being said, I don't want to go down that path either. We have been in this country. We are a great moral country. We have principles that were founded in that created this environment, this country that we live in. And as a result, anytime we surrender those in some name of what we're talking about here, we run the risk of becoming more like them. And I don't want to become like them. I want us to practice what we do on our moral ground. And you know what? We can be very successful and have been very successful not sinking to their level. That being said, I totally get that, you know, the enemies have done horrific things to us. Doesn't mean that we should do it as well. And that's really my point in that whole thing, and I appreciate the comments. Todd, I think it's pretty safe to say that I am in the minority of the listeners. So, appreciate
that. Well, yeah, especially once you brought the whole polka thing up.
Well, and I probably
shouldn't. Lawrence Welk is not torture music.
I probably shouldn't trivialize it, but the bottom line is
that. Not what I play in my car either, but, you know.
You know, I appreciate all the great calls and a great discussion. We're going to be back with Dwight Kiefer after the break.
It's a very important question.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Boy, there's been a lot of people with something on their mind today. Great calls today. Thank you for participating in the show and sharing your ideas in that. The number here is 800-228-0550. That's 1-800-228-0550. Scott's on assignment in New York City with the folks at Farm Bureau. I'm sure he's having a great time, but I'm sure missing all of his friends here on the radio
well, we can
as well.
Get the assignment next time, Pat.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's
Scott,
probably not
the show without us then next
yeah,
time.
Yeah, probably not going to happen in that case. I just want to thank everybody. We probably are going to have to revisit this. I'll be in here again tomorrow. We can talk a little bit more. If we didn't get to your calls today, I apologize. I do want to move on and change the topic, though. And we have a guest this half hour. Representative Dwight Kiefert is with us. Dwight is with the Republican Party out of Valley City, and welcome to the show, Dwight. Appreciate you coming on air.
Yeah, Pam, I sure appreciate you having me on to discuss this topic.
No, it's an interesting topic and hasn't really gotten a lot of play yet. It's I know still early in the legislative session, but why don't we start by you talking a little bit about the legislation that you're talking about proposing?
Okay. Well, see, first I'd like to say the main reason for bringing it up before the session starts is that we need people to contact their legislators and ask that their kids be protected. Because at the last session, we did bring a bill, but the Senate claimed that no one asked for this protection, nobody asked for this bill, but then they have the idea that nobody cares. But what the bill is, it's an option for the schools to provide protection. There's no requirement, so the schools don't have to take any action at all if this passes. But it would require the person carrying to have a Class 1 conceal and carry. It requires the school board's approval. The person would receive training similar to that of a resource officer. And they would train and work with local law enforcement to provide a coordinated plan of defense for the school.
So this is basically what you're proposing is allowing concealed carry in the schools, if approved by the school board, and if you meet some level of training. I mean, that's basically what we're talking about in this situation, correct?
Right, and then they would work with law enforcement to have somebody on the ground right when something starts to happen.
Are we hearing from schools that there are some school districts that would like this opportunity? I mean, basically you're talking about allowing principals, superintendent, teachers, someone in the administration or the adult group in the schools, somebody in the schools themselves being allowed to have a concealed carry. Is that correct?
Yeah. And see, the thing is, the larger schools in North Dakota already have resource officers, so this isn't about them at all. and they're not interested in it because they already have protection. But this is about the schools, like in my district, we've got schools that are 30 miles away from the nearest law enforcement. So you're talking about a 30-minute response time. That's what this bill is about.
And allowing. Now, what's the difference between a Class 1 and a Class 2 license?
Well, the Class 1 requires a proficiency course for shooting, and you have to be 21. With the Class 2, you just go through the background check, and that's mainly what they do. There's no testing or anything with that.
So this is really, I mean, you're certified to be skilled in the handling of a handgun, and in the situation that you would put these people in is really, it's a higher level of participation in this. What led to your decision? And obviously, as you mentioned before, it passed the House 2 years ago, but did not pass the Senate. What led to your interest in putting a bill like this forward 2 years ago?
Well, when you see things happening like in Newtown, like in Connecticut, they didn't have any protection there, and they lost 20 lives there. And since then, there's been like 15 major school shootings. It's just something that's happening in our country that we really need to prepare ourselves for. And the problem is that a lot of people think it's never going to happen. But that's what they thought in Newtown, too. But the schools are reluctant to spend a lot of money because the odds of it happening at their school are small. But if we had one school in North Dakota we could stop an attack in, this would all be worth it.
By the way, if you have a question or a comment for Dwight, you can join us at 1-800-228-0550. Or locally in Bismarck, that number is 258-0550. Dwight, what kind of what's going to change? Obviously, you're hoping to get this passed. What's going to change so that it passes this time? What's going to happen to make a change that you can get this passed this time, do you think? Or what do you have to get done to have this have a chance of success this time?
Well, we added some of the wording about the training. So the person would basically be trained the same as a resource officer. And then it makes it kind of hard for them to argue against it because last time in the Senate they made some comments about that were just kind of ridiculous. But what we really need is people, if they want this protection for their kids, they should call their senators and, you know, just demand that they either hire a resource officer or provide protection. Because now in our higher education, we're providing more funds for them. So it's the K-12 that isn't being addressed.
Dwight, we've got a couple of callers lined up with comments and questions. Let's quickly go to the phones. Caleb, welcome to the show. Did you have a question for Dwight or a comment on his proposal?
Say again?
Hello, Caleb?
Yes, sir.
Did you have a question or a comment for Dwight, for Representative Kiefert?
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all taking my call. My comment was, what kind of proposals or policies are being put forward to do student and teacher training for instances like school shootings, you know, like fire training or tornado drills? I don't think we should just totally rely on one or a couple people within a school with a weapon, because all that's going to take to sideline this is, you know, I don't believe a teacher should ever pull a weapon unless weapons are already being fired within the school. So there should be, you know, at that point, the students should already be reacting anyways. There should be training to the student body to prevent more deaths.
So training to teach them how to act in that kind of a circumstance, is that what you're proposing, Caleb?
Yes, sir, exactly. Some kind of safety measures that don't just rely on a teacher having a weapon within the school. Go ahead.
Well, Caleb, I'm going to, you're kind of a, the phone line that you're on is, we're having some difficulty connecting with you or some wind noise. I'm going to let you hang up and listen to the answer, and I'll put it back to Representative Kiefert. So the question before us is there also some other training that's being implemented to help local schools deal with a crisis situation, whether it be a tornado or a gunman? Is there other activity or has North Dakota put forward that kind of training for students and teachers?
Not that I'm aware of. I know that some of the schools have, you know, locked certain doors and had only one entrance door open. But as far as a drill or a plan, I haven't heard of any. The only thing I have heard is some of the teachers instructed their students to pile things up against the door if something should happen. But outside of a plan, I haven't heard anything. I heard a comment from one law enforcement officer. He thought they should just make a run for it. But there's no, coordinated plan at the schools at all that I know of right now.
Well, it might be a good suggestion to pursue that as well. Let's go to Bob on line two. Bob, did you have a question for Dwight?
Yes. The concealed weapon permit on class two, you do have to take a classroom, and you do have to pass a test. So it isn't that it's just a background check. But I totally agree. If you're going to do this in your school system, it should be a class one license, not a class two.
Bob, thanks for the comment on that. Representative Kiefert, one of the things that have come up, and I'm not saying that I propose or are a proponent of this, but, you know, it is one of those things that has been suggested that is by arming teachers or principals in this situation, you could actually make the situation worse. You've got people who are not law enforcement. There's some liability issues, all those kinds of things. Granted, if you've got somebody who's responsible, trained, and in a situation like that, but there are other things that can happen in that kind of environment, that's why there's been a reluctance by the education community to embrace this kind of activity, basically arming teachers is the battle cry in that. How do you respond to those people that say that while might help in those situations, might create other situations that are equally as bad? And I guess how you would respond to that?
Well, I guess the big thing of the bill would be the training. I mean, these people would be trained the same as a resource officer, and they would have a plan with their law enforcement, and they would have continued training. So they would know exactly what's going to happen if their attack should happen. These other people, the school boards, some of them claim that they don't want the responsibility. But then I ask the question, who's responsible for a kid's safety now? I mean, they're the ones that have the kids on site. They're the ones right now that are ultimately responsible for the safety of those children. So it's dancing around the subject. I don't think it's really getting us anywhere.
Well, I have to tell you, the one point that you made that really resonated with me was the fact that in some cases, these schools are a long ways away from any kind of law enforcement or support in that regard. Let's go back to the phones for another call. Let's go to Ralph on line three. Ralph, welcome to the show. Did you have a question or comment for Dwight?
Just a comment. Every school that I know of has a procedure that if there is a threat, they will lock all the kids behind doors. It's an automatic thing that is. It probably takes 15 to 30 seconds to do.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thanks for the additional information in that regard. Let's go to John on line two. John, welcome to the show. Did you have a comment?
Yeah, this is Sean, actually.
Oh, Sean, sorry about that.
No problem at all. Yeah, I think a big point that's getting kind of missed here, maybe Representative Kiefert was going to get to it anyways, is that it is my understanding the proposed bill is a permissive bill. And basically what that means is this will simply allow local school districts to make the decision on if having a Class 1 concealed weapons permit holder in their school or being armed in their school is the right thing for their district. This state preaches local control. The legislature doesn't want to touch certain things that maybe they should be touching because they're afraid of impacting local control. Well, this is one area where they really do need to trust the local school boards to make the right decisions for what's good for their schools or is not good. I do have a big concern with the rural districts. Even in an urban district, when you call the cops, you know, the wait time, basically they'll always get there to put chalk around the dead bodies is probably the best way to put it. Having an armed response in place or that capability, if that school district thinks that's the right thing, is still that great last line of defense. All the other things that have been brought up, lockdown drills, evacuations if possible, all those are tools in the toolbox. But you still need to have that last line of defense with an armed guy or gal in there.
Sean, thank you for your call. Appreciate your comments. We'll be back with more with Representative Kiefert and your calls after the break. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, and we'll be back with more in just a minute.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550-701-258-0550 in the holiday spirit. Pat Finken, Todd Mitchell, and Scott Hannon with us in spirit, but on assignment touring the Big Apple with the NDFB members from across the state, the December Christmas tour package with the North Dakota Farm Bureau at ndfb.org. Great savings on more stuff. Hopefully he remembered his MyPillow pillow.
Don't forget, two for one of the original classic pillows, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, patented interlocking fill. Adjust to any sleep position. You're not going to wake up with that sore neck thing going on. And it's machine washable and dryable, just like your favorite pair of blue jeans. And it's non-allergenic as well. And when you use the promo code SCOTT at 1-800-506-9028, 1-800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, 2-for-1 on those original classic pillows from MyPillow at MyPillow.com, 1-800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT. Meanwhile, Pat Finken filling in today on What's in Your Mind.
Thank you, Todd, and welcome back to the show. We're speaking with Representative Dwight Kiefert from the Valley City area, District 25 Republican. Dwight, again, thanks for coming on the show. Lots of calls. It sounds like lots of support from the general public on this issue. Your last caller was talking about one of the key provisions here is that you're not mandating that this has to happen in schools. It really allows schools to make that choice for themselves. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's important that we're not requiring them to do anything. You see, what I'd like to see the headline say, well, see, 18 states already allow concealed carry for teachers. I'd like the headline to North Dakota to read that North Dakota schools are now protected by armed personnel. I mean, why give the luxury to a shooter for him to know that he's the only one on site with a gun?
I mean, this
takes that away.
No question deterrence works that way. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to line one. Stephen, welcome to the show. Stephen from Grafton, did you have a comment for Dwight?
Yeah, I have a quick question as to this bill or whatever it is. The equipment that the teachers be allowed to have is my biggest concern. There's many handguns out there that people have that do not have a manual safety on them, a manual thumb safety. Now, I really don't want anybody around my children with a handgun that does not have a manual safety on it. Now, I'm a concealed weapons holder myself. I got a class one. I grew up around firearms. I'm a staunch conservative and heavily support the Second Amendment, but I just think it's common sense that any weapon around a child should have a manual thumb safety on it.
Dwight, if this bill passes, I assume then the Department of Public Instruction would issue some sort of guidelines that if school boards practice this, this is the kind of common sense regulation that would be accompanying this kind of a law, wouldn't it?
I think that's something law enforcement would, recognize and see the benefit of that. And you could go one step further, having the handgun locked up. They have, fingerprint recognition, so you can immediately get it out of a locked case, too. So there's lots of other things that they could implement, but I feel like we should let the local school boards decide this. I mean, first off, are they living in a place where they feel they need the protection to begin with? So that gives all the decision-making to the local district.
And working with their local law enforcement. Stephen, thanks for the call. Let's go to Nathan on line two. Nathan, what's your comment for Dwight?
Yes, I had to comment. I got in on the conversation late, but it's the modern times. There's a lot of deranged people out there, and probably with enough training, with somebody they'd have to have real strong training in how to use a gun. And I use a gun too, but they'd have to be real strict training on it then. A lot of these school shootings, too, is another side of the story, is these people, now anybody can flip out or go over the edge and walk into a school and shoot it up, but a lot of these younger people, there are signs of mental illness and different other things that should be taken care of. In some cases, the people should have been institutionalized or not be out in the public even, and some of these shootings could have been avoided in other states. That's a part of it, too. But I agree with the local school board having the right to decide if they want to do it. But, boy, there's got to be some expert training, because you got to know what you're doing when you're using a handgun. You got to just know what you're doing, I guess. But that's all I have to say. It's a good story you're talking about.
Thank you, Nathan. Thanks for the comments. Let's go to Beth on line three. Did you have a comment for Dwight? Hello, Beth on line three. Beth, are you there? No, we lost him. Anyway, a lot of supporting comments, but the last caller was talking about the need for training to properly implement this, and that's really at the heart of what you're proposing, isn't that, Dwight?
Well, right, and see, that's where I'm kind of puzzled, because a school that hires a resource officer, I mean, nobody complains or thinks that's wrong. So what's the difference between a school teacher that receives the same training? I mean, I fail to see the disconnect there, why one's acceptable and there's so many question marks for the other, because they're just people, too, that have gone through the same training.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was the point. As long as they get that training, it seems like callers are very supportive of that. We've just got about 30 seconds left. Representative Kiefer, if people agree with this and want to help, what should they do? What's the one thing that would help you get this done?
They should call their senators and say, I want my kids protected. Either hire a resource officer or let the schools defend themselves. That's pretty much the bottom line.
Our guest has been Representative Dwight Kiefer from Valley City, and you're listening to What's on Your Mind.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods.
Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.